Basketball Wives LA fans, I have a very special guest in studio. We're talking season 5, episode 5. Let's get the show started.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, After Buzzers? It is your favorite friend in your head, Char Jocel, a.k.a. Char Says So. And today, there is no Corinne and no Jesse. They both have, you know, things that they're doing, I'm guessing. But I got something even better. Someone even better. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Jackie Christie. The star of Basketball Wives.
Thank you, beautiful.
Jackie, thank you so much for joining me. Like, you all know that I've been telling you all in the after show that I worked on this show for this current season, and we worked together, Jackie and I in particular, for about 6 months.
Yes.
Jackie would request me. Jackie, I'd venture to say, Jackie is the most professional. Jackie is so punctual. She beat me here today.
Thank you, Char.
Her a time, and she was here.
Oh, yeah.
How are you feeling, Jackie?
I'm feeling amazing, and you look fabulous.
Thank you. I try. I really try. I'm just trying to keep up.
You know, it's funny because whenever we would work together and mm-hmm. you would pick me up, I would always look at your hair and everything and just get ideas and everything. I'm like, oh my gosh, Char, you give me life. So thank you.
That means a lot to me because you know I really admire you.
Thank you.
So, let's jump right into this episode, Jack. Oh, by the way, you all see that the Bossard is here. We've discussed this a lot, and this has been really a focal point of this season.
Yes.
People are really talking up the Bossard. You are ruining Angel Love's life with this stuff.
Oh, my God. Listen, she gets on that and just has a ball, and I love Angel Love. By the way, I'm so thankful that Angel Brinks brought her. Mm-hmm. She is like my little sister forever, no matter what. Even if we fight, I'm going to always, you know what I told you, even going through it, I was like, I fucking did. Her mm-hmm. like, you know how your spirits just connect mm-hmm. with certain people? It connects with her.
Yes, mine does. I love Angel too.
Yeah.
You see everybody's welcoming you in. Everybody watching live.
Thank you.
Hey, After Buzzers. So starting with this episode, I tweeted this out yesterday, mm-hmm. and I have to get your personal opinion on this.
Okay.
I don't know why the producers decided to do this, but I am so sick. So sick, and you seem like you were so sick of talking about it too. The Shawnee and Brandy apology. Why are we 5 episodes into the season and still talking about this?
Oh my God. Can I just say, when is it over? Like, please, I don't care who said sorry, who didn't say sorry. I'm just ready for it to be done.
Yes.
Like, I can't. Another
I'm
minute.
Like, is
like
it
no.
That serious. And I love someone tweeted me and asked me to ask you why you were pinching off that bread like that at the restaurant.
Char, listen, it was so good. I was hungry. I'm like, wait, y'all go ahead and do whatever you're doing and go round and round and round on this merry-go-round, mm-hmm. but I'm going to eat this bread. It was buttery. It was soft. It was fresh out the oven. I said, oh my God. I couldn't stop. Like, and I tried. I even offered Tammy something. She was like, I don't want no bread. I'm like, well, she's more of a medium.
Yes.
I'm sorry. It was good.
And I know that when you all did that scene, I still remember, because of course, I wasn't inside for that scene. You know that you all have seen me in the back a lot. I always, like, I've been teasing this entire season, like zooming in on myself in the back of the scenes. But you all were in that restaurant for about 4 hours.
Oh my God. See, it didn't even feel like that long, but I knew I was hungry after 2.
Long. Ugh. And I was like, that's what I was trying to explain to people. Like, what we see on television a lot of the times is just so condensed. Like, we saw like a 2-minute scene of that, and you all were in there literally a good chunk of the day,
mm-hmm.
and they would not let us in. I don't know why they wouldn't let us in, but you were definitely. Now, were you off the Bossard while you were?
You know what? I had a couple of sips, but it's funny how people tend to be like, oh my God, Jackie's drunk, this and that. They mm-hmm. have never, and I know once before, they put this little clip together, and I said on the show, I said, I've never been drunk, and then they showed me stumbling. Let me just tell you, I've never been drunk in my life, Char. I can tell you anything and everything that's ever happened to me whenever I've been under the influence of any type of alcohol, not to mention mine. My Bossard makes you feel relaxed and sexy and calm. You know everything that's going on, and it's organic, and you don't get an after.
Oh, it's organic.
You don't get no problems the next day, no hangovers, nothing.
Now
so
that,
I'm like, shut up.
That I will vouch for, but you know, Jackie, the backstory behind this is I told Jackie when we first started working together that mm-hmm. that was like a highlight for me from last season when you said, I had never been a drunk a day in my
you
life.
You did!
And
oh, my
like,
God.
I was weak with that montage that they threw together. But
yes.
I will say, from personal experience, when you gifted me with the bottle of this when we were filming, mm-hmm. I opened it and had some friends, and the crowd went wild. So yes, it's got good reviews.
Thank you, God.
I drank it. Yes. I drank it, you know, for the little turnips, but I also drank it when I was right before formation, before Beyonce. You know, and you really don't get a hangover. And what I noticed about this, which one of my friends pointed out, is when you swirl it in the glass, this is for like all of like your dark liquors. It's kind of syrupy how it falls down, and that's how you know it's the good stuff.
There you go.
As I say, if it falls like water, you're drinking water.
Okay,
you're drinking brown
water.
And this like falls like candle wax. Like when you swirl it, you all try that with your brown juice. If you're of age, when you swirl it around the glass, look at it. And that's how, you know, it falls. So I'm so glad that we actually have you here, because for the Big Bear trip, I did not go.
Production
told me, Char, be ready, be ready. Like, they told me a month in advance, be ready, be ready, be ready. And then a week before Big Bear happened, they're like, oh, we don't need you. So I went to Chicago.
I know. And I missed you. I was like, no.
I went back home to Chicago. So it's refreshing that you're here to give me like a first, because I only heard when I got back, you know, from the girls that went. And of course, you know, eavesdropping on you all's conversations, what happened. So tell me, like, what went down, like, while you all were on your way there? Were any of you all, like, in communication with one another? Did any of you all ride together? Because I know that, I noticed that Tammy and Shawnee arrived together. So how was it on the way there from L.A.?
Well, you know me. I'm a lone soldier. So yes. I came by myself, of course. I was in the back, laid out in the seat, sleep, eating snacks. And my driver was so sweet. She stopped at the gas station. We got donuts. And I was like, anything you want, let's get it. And she's like, no, I have the fee for the product. I'm like, no, you know how I am. So I was like, no, I got it. We got candy. We had everything. So after I done had all my candy fixing and came down off of it, because it was a long drive, I was out in the back seat.
How long of a drive was that? A
couple hours. And I had been up so excited the night before, like trying to get the ski boots. And I needed
to
go find the mask. Oh, you know I have insomnia.
But you still, you work. Like, when do you sleep?
Probably about 3 hours every other day or something.
That is crazy.
I need to sleep more. I'm going to. I'm at the process now where I'm trying to do that.
Jackie, that's not good.
I know. I need help. But I'm always thinking of stuff and creating and helping other people, and I live to help people, so I don't really rest. But yeah, so I came by myself. I know Angel Love and Angel Brinks came up together, and I know Shawnee and Tammy did. I'm not sure if Malaysia and those guys did, because they were there already when I pulled up, but then I know we all arrived together, and that's it.
Speaking of Malaysia and those guys, I took a Twitter poll to see which group was it you, Tammy, and Shawnee that was preferred, Brandy Duffy in Malaysia, or the two Angels, and you all won. All are preferred amongst my Twitter viewers. You all are preferred. See, someone saying Jackie got this Rhythm Nation thing going on.
Do you like
it? See.
Janet is my girl, but Rihanna?
Yes. Oh, you love a Rihanna. So, when we get there and they send you all up to your rooms, that was so bogus how they had those bunk beds in there.
Oh my gosh, y'all. I about fainted. I ain't seen bunk beds in I don't know how long. And
I'm like, what?
And they always trick me and give me the short end. Mm-hmm. And then if I demand, because I could have picked one of them, threw them out the way and took their room.
Yeah.
But then it's like, oh, Jackie's starting trouble.
Veteran.
Yeah, and I'm like, Manasi, I'm not even going to pull rank. I'm going to go ahead and take this room. But then I had the view of the water. So I was like,
oh, well, that's nice. Malaysia had the best room. How did she end up getting that?
Malaysia knew, and since she put it together, she already must have knew the master was to the right, and she ran straight
she
in there
forward.
And then put her arms out. So it's like, what? And then Brandy, of course, ran across and got the other one. And then Duffy, she's running back and forth. If I had made it up them stairs a little bit sooner, I'd have got Duffy's room.
Why do you think the social media climate that I've seen is that a lot of people have a bad taste in their mouth about Brandy for whatever reason? Working with Brandy, I didn't really have issue with Brandy.
Yeah,
I mean, I have my favorites.
Yeah.
We talked about this. I have my favorite. And I have my whatever. And so why do you think people take issue with Brandy so much, especially in this whole Shawnee versus Brandy thing?
I think it's Brandy's, the way she says things. Brandy's very upfront. She's Southern, because you know she's from over there in
Dallas, Texas.
And she's just a very imposing force anyway. She's so tall. She's so confident.
Yeah, Brandy's taller than me. I'm 5'9", flat foot. Brandy's 5'10", at least.
And she's like, look, I don't care. And I'm this. And you wouldn't expect it, because she's so precious. She's cute as hell. And then she just comes off. So I think she rubs people the wrong way. And that's why they're so adamant about, oh my God, I can't stand Brandy. And then her voice, you know, and she tends to do it more. If she knows you're pissed, Brandy's gonna do it more.
Yeah, she's gonna poke at you.
Yeah.
I wanna bounce back really fast, because you and Angel Brinks went to the juicing place.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't here for that either, but I noticed something that you said, that the grosser that the juice tastes, the better it is for you. Mm-hmm. I believe that too. I tweeted it's that out truth. Yesterday. Yes. So did you notice any like immediate results from the juicing?
I really did.
Make Char, you go to the bathroom?
It makes you go to the bathroom, but mm-hmm. I immediately felt like it went through your body. Like you could feel it going through your veins, pulsating.
Really?
Like, yeah, almost how my Basara feels, but that's a different type
this
of feeling.
A different type of
I'm
feeling.
I'm telling
right
you, that stuff went right through. That's why I said, well, Angel, you try the beauty one, mm-hmm. you know, just because she's into
oh,
all of that kind
shade?
Of stuff. No shade. No.
Oh, okay.
And she's going to probably be like, Jackie, fuck you, Jackie. But no, I wasn't. I meant because she's really Angel's, you know, her whole thing is beauty
yes.
and this and that. And mine, I'm just more, I don't even really wear makeup. You mm-hmm. already know I'm more the
yeah.
naturalist. But I was like, try it. But it also was one of the strongest. So when she tried it, that face she made
was real.
It is hideous, but it's so good for you. It cleans your skin,
that's
everything.
Good.
Yeah,
that's good. Because I know that they have you, not giving away any spoilers, but they have you all doing a lot of like little stuff, like how they mm-hmm. had you like in the little capsule when you had when you were experiencing claustrophobia and all that
Char.
Stuff. And then we know that we're going to see some things with you.
Oh yes,
later
definitely.
On this
definitely.
Season.
Yes.
So. Going back to the house, Brandy felt it necessary to have a conversation with Shawnee just mm-hmm. one-on-one, which
yeah.
I thought was important, because a lot of the times when people have these heart-to-heart conversations, it's good to have them one-on-one, because when your friend's around, you do tend to stunt a little bit. What did you think about their conversation, and do you think that Shawnee was sincere? I believe Shawnee when she's just like, I'm just over it, like, mm-hmm. you know, but do you, what did you get from that conversation?
When I watched it, because I watch right along with the rest of America and mm-hmm. everywhere else in the world, and I really felt like Shawnee at that point, the look on her face, and I know Shawnee very well, was
it.
Like, look, I don't even want to be out here talking, but
cold.
I think, yeah, and I think Shawnee was apprehensive too, because she didn't know what Brandy was going to say, because Brandy tends to, she'll be calm, cool, and collect, but
mm-hmm.
she also is going to get her point across. So Shawnee was like, if we get ready to start that stuff up again. But then once Brandy started talking, I really feel Shawnee was genuine in what she said,
with
as far as
said.
Yeah, as everything
she
said
seems
and stuff.
Like
yeah.
it.
And she's not going to pull punches with you if they're not friends. She's not going to say, oh, we're friends if we're not.
Right,
yeah.
right. I know that I only worked with Shawnee once this entire season, and I got that from her.
Mm.
So I have to ask you, because the people on Twitter want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you bring that damn hula hoop on the ski trip?
Girl, because I felt like, you know, I'm really working on my body, Char. You
yes,
already know this
I do
whole
know this.
Season. And I'm like, hula hoops are really good for like getting your waist and stuff
mm-hmm.
pulled in. And them waist trainer things, they're okay. But I
yeah.
don't like feeling tight and all satchel
yeah.
up and stuff. So I'm like, I'll just do the hula hoop. Even when they sleep, have me some Basara. Maybe get one of the girls to go outside on the patio and we can hula hoop
yeah.
and talk. But I didn't even get to use my hula hoop because you already know. I ain't
yeah,
going to give away the show.
Yeah,
but,
I know it gets pretty. Pretty,
okay.
pretty crazy. And we saw a tip of that iceberg, not to jump ahead, but we saw a tip of that, you know, last, at the
mm-hmm.
last scenes when we all, I think we were in your room.
Yes.
Of the ski lodge, and all the girls were in there. And do you think Angel Love was out of place? Because they brought her up with, at Angel Brink's party when she was kind of like, well, Shawnee's the boss, da 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 da. And then we see in you all's room, let's say you all, because y'all shared, or they had the bunks and you had the bed. Do you think she's out of place with the things that she says and how she interjects? Because a lot of the girls seem to take offense, like, oh, this newbie is speaking up and she has no grounds to.
You know what, Char, being, you know, 100%, I love when a woman steps in, or anybody on our show steps
mm-hmm.
in and says how they feel. You gotta have a voice and you gotta have an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You're dealing with the big dogs here.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to be a tiny little puppy, then you go right ahead, but you're gonna get stepped on. So it's good that she voices her opinion, and she's that way anyway. This little New Orleans chick right here
yeah,
is
she
a feisty
yeah,
something.
She don't
and woo, I just cannot wait to see how it all unfolds throughout the season, because
yes.
you know, I shot with her a lot, so
yeah.
I'm like,
and I worked
whoa.
With her a lot.
Yeah, and you worked with her
yeah.
a lot. I love her, but I love her fire, and I love
yeah.
the fact that she is going to speak her mind, and if you feel she's wrong, it's like, okay, well, whatever. So, no, I felt like everybody is entitled to stress their
to
opinion.
To speak up.
Yes.
So, do you think, whose side were you on with the whole Malaysia versus Angel Love? When Angel was like, you were embarrassing your situation, because even I said this last week. You all know this. I said, Malaysia, I thought that was kind of tacky. To roll up in her G-Wagon and her sweats. And I did, like, I'm all for sticking up for your friend. Don't get me wrong. I'm all for coming to your friend's aid. But I thought that the way that she did it was so... like, why would you show up to somebody's event doing that?
You know, Char, for me, it's hard because Malaysia is my friend. We've been through hell and back. Mm-hmm. Everybody already know they followed our journey on this roller coaster. I've always said, look, I'm so a friend to you, Malaysia. And we're Leos. And it's like now we're at a place where I'm so happy that we are finally seeing eye to eye. Mm-hmm. We're still feisty. We're still going to butt heads. Mm-hmm. It's just the way it is. But I love her like a sister. Like, I got her back. If someone fucks with Malaysia, she already knows. Yeah. So I'm down
with
her.
And we know that you would probably roll up like that.
But see, I'm not jumping out smiling. I'm jumping out and going. And I shouldn't. I need to calm that down. But as far as Angel goes, I'm feeling her too. So it's kind of like I stayed out of that whole thing. And I just felt like, ladies, whatever y'all got to do to resolve it, resolve it.
That's my question.
You know, I really didn't, because Malaysia's thing was, look, Brandy is yelling and screaming. There's something going on. I feel like she's outnumbered.
But Brandy can hold her own.
Yeah.
I would think.
And Angel's thing
was, especially because Duffy was there.
Well, yeah, that's true. And then Angel Love had left. So her anger was based on, when you came there, I got word back to me. Mm-hmm. It traveled back to Angel Love that you was looking for me.
And I remember when this happened, everybody's question to me was, well, where did Malaysia come from? But I remember when this incident took place, because it was not in the bullet points for the sheet. Like, Malaysia drove her own vehicle and popped up. Like, that was not a contrived reality TV scene.
Well, listen, Malaysia also didn't have on any makeup, Char, and you know Malaysia don't play when it comes to the whole full body, let me stun on you. And she still looked pretty. Yeah. Hair pulled back in the little bun with her little cute
lashes
sweats
popping.
On. Yeah, I said, look at her with her little booty and stuff. Love that. Look at you. So yeah, Malaysia really showed me that it's not even all about looking precious and doing this and dressed all up all the time. It's like, if my girl calls for me or needs me, I'm gonna be there. Mm-hmm. And that made me smile, because it's like, wow, you know what I mean?
That made
Duffy. You would come if I needed you, or if any of these women needed you. So I don't think she necessarily would have got violent, but I do feel like, I don't know what would have happened if Angel Love had been there.
Because Angel Love's so feisty.
Yeah, and she would have definitely popped
off. Yeah, it could have taken a turn for the worse. By the way, we all are familiar with Milan Christopher from Love & Hip Hop Hollywood.
Yes.
Why was he all up in this? I mean, he's a friend
Milan
of mine.
There?
Girl, he was all up under you at Angel Love's party.
No, I would have gave him a hug.
He was
I didn't even know.
Jackie, rewatch it. He was everywhere you went. He was like up on all up
Milan.
In his situation, yes. And
I
that's my booski,
know.
But it's just like Milan.
I didn't
this
even
is BBWLA,
know.
Not Love & Hip Hop Hollywood.
I didn't even know that.
So when you all got into the house and you were hangry, I had to tweet because I related to this. Mm. I totally related to this. You had 3 shots of the Bossard, of the magic potion. You're dealing with all of these women and all these attitudes. You just seem like general consensus, like, I'm just trying to have a good time.
Yes.
Like, y'all doing all of this apology talking. I'm in Big Bear trying to ski and have a legitimate good time.
Okay.
So when you got hangry, what about that pissed you off the most? How long had you been without a meal? Because like you said, you stopped and got candy and stuff. But that's not a meal.
I had some fries and a burger probably about 2 hours
before that. But I tell people that all the time. Jackie loves a truffle fry, y'all.
Oh my God, Char. Talking about it right now, you know where I'm going when I lay it right.
And sushi. Katsuya.
Katsuya. So I'm like, it smelled so good, and I was like, oh, you guys is teasing me, and it was like dancing through the air. Like, you could smell it through the air,
it
and I'm like,
good.
I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Come on. And then Malaysia gave me the thing of popcorn, and that just teased me worse. So I just laid on down on the counter. I'm done. Can I just order pizza? But, you know, I didn't want to be disrespectful to anybody because they was trying to cook, and Brandy had cooked.
Right.
And
did they really cook that food?
They cooked that food, and it was good. Brandy put hers together right in front of everything. But, of course, with editing, it jumps forward.
Yeah,
but she cooked
I'm
it all.
Looking like
Angel
there's
cooked
no
hers
way
at home.
In hell that they cooked all of that food.
Yes.
I know you all were thinking that, too. I was like, there is no way on God's green earth that these girls cooked all of that food.
Because
I figured that you would be tired after that road trip. Who wants to sit up there and fry chicken and whip mashed potatoes and stuff like that?
No, them guys, and they ate it too. We all ate it, and
you
it was so
it.
Good. Stomachs was hurting.
Did
by
you guys
then.
Get production some?
Yeah, everybody was invited to have some.
That's not fair. I don't know why they took me off. You know, I was getting too involved, honey. So they were like, mm-mm. So did Duffy really sneak something into Angel Love's drink?
You know what? I won't give away the show, but everybody has to tune in next week.
Oh,
girl,
they're going to talk about that.
Sure. I'm just gonna say that somebody spiked her drink, but I ain't gonna say who yet.
Oh, that's so funny, because you know what? I never even heard anything about this. Like, some of the stuff, even though I worked so closely with the ladies on the show, some of the stuff is even surprises for me, y'all. Yes. Like, I didn't know about the spiking of the drink. I didn't know about Angel Brinks and the and her baby daddy committing the suicide. Like, I was like, oh my God. Really?
Yeah.
And no one told me. No one.
Yeah.
Sean, no one told me anything, so that's something I was in the dark about. So we're gonna have to tune in next week to see who or if Angel Love's drink was spiked, because it seemed like did they put some of this in there?
You know, I can't say, but I will say that Angel was not happy.
This is causing a lot. This is at the center of a lot of trouble, you all.
It's but it makes them feel so good. They know it and they love it.
It does. And it does make it. I'm not BSing because Jackie's in studio. Yes. I have I have this much left and I keep it in the back of my closet.
Now you have a new bottle. That's for you. Oh, yes. That's yours.
Thank you, Jackie.
Yes, you are welcome.
We could have cracked this open for the show, but that would have, that would have been.
And I got to drive.
We would have been. Oh, yes. That. I've driven Jackie's car. Just up the road. Up the road. Not around the block or anything. So, okay. So how did you feel when Angel, because a lot of people's issue with Angel Brinks, I feel, and this even goes back to last season when Megan James was a part of the cast, was that Angel Brinks never speaks up. She'll come to you like, Jackie, you know, so-and-so, like, for example, Malaysia's getting on my nerves, but she will frame it in a way like, well, I'll address Malaysia on my own terms. So how did you feel when Duffy was like, oh, we about to do this right in here, right today, Malaysia?
I loved it. That was the Christie signature move, because I believe in putting all, you already know, so I put it all on the table, because if you don't, it festers and it grows bigger and bigger before it's a big monster in the room. So I was like, do it. And I feel like with Angel, I've really mentored her quite a bit for a while now and just said,
wait, which one, Love or Brinks?
Both of them. But mainly Angel Brinks. And I said, you have to make sure that you open your mouth and just let the women know, because they will respect you. No one's going to do anything to you. We know you're, you know, smaller than most of us. On top of that, nobody is out intentionally trying to be violent or anything. If they're wrong, they will admit they're wrong, hopefully. Now, some won't.
That, I was
but most
say,
of the time, they will.
That always happen.
Okay.
So who's your favorite to work with?
Oh my God, that's so hard to pick, because I have a few. But I would have to say it would be... I'd say Angel Love is one. Tammy, Shawnee, of course, Malaysia, and you know, Brandy.
I
know, I told you. And Brandy is growing on me. Like, me and her could not stand each other. You remember last season? It was like, oh, and this and that, and bitch, you get the fake bags, and I'm going, oh, ho, don't make me bring receipts.
Like,
so
Brandy
girl,
is sweet, but she is a bit of an acquired taste.
Yes,
I think that's fair
but
to
then
say.
Once
she's
you
a
like
sweet
her,
girl, though.
You fucking like.
We went to lunch one day together.
Oh, see, I didn't even know
that. She's a sweet girl, but she's just a bit of an acquired taste. She gets some. There's some warming up. to do when it comes
once she
to,
lets you in. I think Brandy keeps everybody on the outside, but once she trusts you, she'll let you in, and then you're like a big kid, and you have to hug her. So I think all of them are pretty cool. I'm interested in seeing how everything pans out, because we're just
so
getting
diplomatic.
Started.
It's
no,
so
we
annoying.
Are just getting started. Like, for real, if I had, you know me, Char, if I had something, I'd be like, oh, this bitch right here.
So
for
who's
real,
your
though?
Least favorite to work with? You have to have a least. It's not that you don't like them.
You
it's
know,
just your least favorite to
in
work
the past,
with. I have an idea who it might be.
Who you think?
I'm not
gonna in the past, I would have named 4 or 5 people.
Yeah.
But now,
it's
I
someone
think
that keeps you, that may keep
grown.
You waiting.
Someone that may keep you waiting. A Malaysia?
Yeah.
No, actually, if me and Malaysia can continue to keep people out of our fucking business, sorry for using that language, it will make me and Malaysia's relationship keep growing. I just feel like as soon as somebody, I don't care how small they are, little tiny ants, stick their nose in it, it's a fucking problem.
It blows up.
We get
it.
We yell at each other.
Different.
Yes.
But I made the joke about Malaysia keeping you waiting, because Malaysia is always tardy for the party. Love you, Malaysia, if you're watching, but she is always tardy for the party. Good Lord. But you still didn't answer my question.
What?
Who's your least favorite?
On this season, I don't have one. I don't. And I can't say certain people that aren't on the show that made an appearance, because
okay, right,
but yeah, no.
Oh, I have Okay. The people who made an appearance. I can tell you who was my least favorite. My favorites, honestly, to work with were you and Angel Love.
Thank you.
You all requested me the most, though.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But I loved you all. And then I ended up falling in love with Tammy. We only worked together 3 times, but I fell
and
in love with
you
Tammy.
You were very uncomfortable at first because you was like, I don't know how we're going to gel. And well, then you worked with her and you was
everybody
like,
everybody made me on pins and needles. Yes. They're like, look, either Tammy likes you or she doesn't. Does mm-hmm. And she will let you know if she does not like you. Like, what you see is what you get.
And ain't she
and
sweetheart?
So I'm like on pins and needles, like, oh my God, I'm working with Tammy. But she loved me. And I love her too. And we worked together on 2 defining dates for me. You know, I'm a beehiver. So I was with Jackie the day that Formation video dropped. Mm-hmm. And I was with Tammy the day that Lemonade dropped. So
and you know something about Tammy too, Char. I will say she loves when people are just themselves. If you come faking, she gonna see it a mile away.
Yeah.
And she's gonna let you know.
Oh, Tammy called me out about something. I'm not gonna say on camera because I don't know if she would feel comfortable with me, you know, but I'll tell you when we're done.
Okay.
It's actually a pretty funny story, and I'm sure that you all have probably talked about it, but she called me out on something one day, and I was like, oh my God, like I almost like I was almost in a fender bender. So overall, what can we expect? So because so far this has been a juicy season, like I am loving it, and I've been promoting it because I've been telling people that this mix of girls, it's new girls, and it's great. It's a really great season in comparison to like last season was great, but there's something that Duffy and Angel Love bring that certain people didn't.
That's right.
I'll just say that to remain tasteful.
And you know what I'll also say in Angel Brinks? She brings something sweet to it because she's starting to come out of her shell now.
Yeah, and it's nice to see her without Drea.
There it is.
To see how she operates without Drea by herself.
Yeah, and she loves Drea too.
Yeah.
She just, my God, you already know. So it's been great. I feel like what you're going to see this season without giving away the show is you're going to see that turbulence. You know, we're going to have our ups and our downs, our disagreements, misunderstandings. Misguided aggression towards people, but it's all about a learning curve. It's all about getting to know each other and meshing. And sometimes we mesh, sometimes we don't. So it's going to be interesting to see by the end of the season who don't and who does. And for me, I've always been the center of everything. And I
still
feel like
are.
I
am. Jackie knows what role she brings to this show. Jackie, you are literally, you have become the focal point.
Oh.
It started out with Shawnee, and this is no shade to anybody because I like all of the ladies, but we know as viewers, it started out with Shawnee being so, you know, kind of like the focal point and this show being around her.
But Miami?
You have, well, with the franchise, but because LA is the only one that people are talking about, you have taken over, like most of the tweets that I see with the hashtag are all about Jackie's crazy ass and Jackie da-da-da-da-da-da and Jackie doing this and Jackie doing that. And people are going to see, I called you Geppetto on one of the
did
after
you call
shows.
Me Geppetto? Oh my God.
I did, because you are a puppeteer.
You think so? And
oh,
you know
yes.
what, Char? I'm serious and I know you think I'm kidding.
You are a lovable villain on this show.
Oh, thank
That's
you.
That's not a bad thing. But you are you are...
Really?
With the strings. Oh, my God. Yes. Are you kidding? You all. Now, watch. When the season finale rolls around, refer back to this show and look how bashful Jackie's being. You're going to be like, Char, we saw what you were talking about.
No, I feel like I will say and I'll share with you. I tell Shawnee all the time, I love her franchise. I love being a part of it. I'm glad I was able to come here to L.A. and pioneer it and get it to where it's at and kind of guide it along. And I do feel kind of like a matriarch. You know, And I feel like that. And I will always. Until the wheels fall off, roll with Basketball Wives LA, or if they branch it off to other ones and need me there, then I'll be there.
They need you to drop
and,
in.
You know, but being a fellow producer to her, I have to remember and will, you know, pull myself back and realize that, wait, this is not your
show, because you have
show,
your,
Jackie.
A lot of your own stuff
there
going on as far
yeah,
as show
so,
development and things like that.
That's right.
Because I met some of your the people that are going to be working on your show.
Yes.
Like some of the cast
and they
development.
Love you. Oh, they love you.
I like them too.
They're like, steal her from them. I'm like, stop!
I like them too. So that I imagine that could provide some, you know, type of challenge. Yeah. And you all were trying to micro produce yourselves sometimes.
No. And see, that's what I just come, Char, and I will keep it 100 with you. I get up with my schedule and
I
go.
It because you all would do sometimes you all would do a scene and then would hang out in the venue for 3 hours.
Okay,
not you in particular.
Yeah, I was about to say, well, so that's what they was doing, huh?
Some of them.
We gonna talk
and
after because
be like,
I need to know who.
Oh my God. Like, I was supposed to be off 2 hours
what?
Ago.
They would hang out and...
Yeah.
We need to talk, Char.
Like, everybody would be gone. Just be us. So, let me think of any more questions that I have for you regarding this episode. Oh, who got the top bunk and who got the bottom between the angels?
Tune in next week. It's going to blow everybody's mind.
Coin,
oh,
right?
Get ready. It's going to blow everybody's mind what goes on next week.
Because Angel Brinks was adamant that she ain't sleeping there, and I wouldn't have either, honestly. Who's sleeping in a
she
bunk
She said, bed? Who's that for? And I laughed till I couldn't see straight. I fell out the bed on the floor like, no, she didn't. They for you, boo-boo. But I told Naked she'd sleep in my bed, and I would go downstairs.
Yeah, because it
would
have been messy if they would have had, if they would have arrived first, and then you all, and then the bunk beds would have been between, like, you and Tammy or something.
Yeah, it would have been a problem.
That would have been a serious, serious problem.
Yeah, no.
So let me see if anybody on the Twitter, because I asked them if they had any questions for you. I think I asked all of them, though. It was the bread. Was the bread really that good? And someone spike Angel's drink. Do you have any predictions? I don't know if that's a fair question. Anything that you can give us without giving it away?
I can definitely predict people's minds are going to be blown. They are not going to believe some of the things that happen, particularly coming up in the next couple of episodes. I think it's going to be off the chain.
Because I don't know how they strung these together.
I know.
And a lot of the episodes, like, I'm like, oh, I remember when they were at the Larchmont or whatever, and they pulled me out of background because I was in background too much. So it's like, I always remember things, but it's like, dang, like, you know, some of the stuff has not been seen yet. And there's one scene in particular that I won't mention that I'm so thirsty for everybody to see. What else did I want to ask you? Is there anything that you wanted to shed light on or promote aside from Bossard? Anything you have in the works?
Well, actually, I do movies. Everybody knows that. And
You did a Lifetime movie,
right? Yeah, I did a Lifetime movie called The Wrong Child. And it was a small part, but everybody loves it. They're like, oh, my God. And so I played a serious character in that. And that was fun. I am doing Shelley Garrett's play, Beauty Shop. We're going out on the road with that. We'll be in New York and some other places. So stay tuned for that. Yeah, we'll be on the road again. This is my third year doing it.
Okay.
I love those guys. I love the new cast.
Are
they
you going to be doing any singing?
No, but I definitely asked my butt off. My name is Champagne James in it, and I owns her. Okay?
That whole sounds like some trouble.
Trouble. And this one, I can't give away it, but it's going to be amazing. So people got to definitely stay tuned for that. They can follow me on Instagram and get more information. But as far as that, I produce shows. I do a lot of things.
Yeah,
you know,
Jackie
I have my
really does
book.
Have her hand in a lot of stuff. You did cosmetic lines. Because one time you left an eyeliner in the backseat.
Yes.
Or lip liner, one of those two.
Yeah.
And of course, there's Bossard. Is there any particular place that people can find this delicious cognac?
They can find it in 101 stores in Los Angeles, all the liquor stores, markets, everybody carries
it. So it's in LA?
It's in LA.
Okay.
It is when you are trying to get your liquor in other states, you have to go through a long process and distribution and all that. And they have to make sure that it's,
quality,
you know, everything.
And
they
that
know
stuff.
That this is good. So it's going,
no,
but it takes
really,
a while.
It really is good, guys. If you're not in LA, I'm sorry you're missing out. Maybe if you visit, you know, I can pour you a cup if there's any left. Because Jackie gave this one to me.
Yep.
Jackie, I want to thank you so much for swinging by this episode. And I'm glad that we were able to unpack and just talk about everything that you could talk about, that you were allowed to talk about. Well, I shouldn't say allowed. That you felt like sharing with us.
Yeah.
Even though she didn't answer. You see, she didn't answer who was her favorite and who was her least favorite. She kind of skated around that. But yes, I really appreciate this. You know how much I love you.
Thank you, Sean.
And I just...
Ditto.
Yes, thank you. All right, guys. So you can find me everywhere at Char Says So. Tweet me. Let me know what you thought about Jackie being my guest. And Jackie, where can we find you on social media?
Twitter is at Jackie Christie, JACKIECHRISTIE. The same with Instagram. And then Facebook is The Real Jackie Christie.
Oh, I was tagging the wrong Jackie Christie in my Facebook
post. Oh, my God.
I didn't know. All right, guys. Until next time. Thank you, Jackie. See you all next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.